Big Sports Breakfast, Let's Talk AFL. Brought to you by Wideline Windows and Doors at Parramatta, Tuggerah and their new showroom in Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
10 in a row for the Swans. Outstanding stuff, and a man who's so crucial to the Swans, their engine room, you could argue. Josh Kennedy joins us now. G'day, Josh.
G'day, guys.
10 in a row, mate. Not since, well, I think it's the best in 79 years. Well done.
No, thank you. Good to, certainly makes life a bit easier and going to the club each day a bit more enjoyable.
Was there much talk during the week, Josh, in the rooms among the players about making amends for that shock round one loss to GWS?
Look, to be honest, there wasn't. But I think it didn't really need to be said. I think everyone sort of knew what it meant, and everyone was pretty disappointed, obviously, after round one. And I think underneath everything probably carried it in, but it certainly wasn't talked about much in the lead up.
Yeah, it was a win, but 46 points, Buddy, 5 goals. Everyone seems to be humming, Josh. What's happening coach-wise so you guys don't get carried away with it, I suppose?
I think the 2 weeks prior, although we came away with wins, we're probably a little bit down on a few areas.
Yeah.
Certainly in the contested possession and uncontested possession. Which was a bit disappointing. So there's things that you're always working on, and it was a big focus for us going into this week. And we were able to turn that around, which is a great thing. And I guess with the start of the year that we had, I think what we realised is how quickly things can turn. And if you're not on top of all those little things, it can go the other way as well. So it's just about, doing the small things all the time well and making sure that you're putting that in place to perform on the weekend.
Geez, that early season slump seems a long time ago now.
Yeah, it certainly does. But as I said, I know how quickly things can change in this game. So it's got to be on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, does it feel like you've still got areas to improve? Because it certainly doesn't look like it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think just week to week. I mean, as I said, the 2 weeks prior, we probably weren't at our best. And there was, I think on the weekend, we had a real even contribution from everyone across the field. We didn't have any passengers, which is really good. So as long as we try and keep everyone on the park and make sure training's sharp and continue to just, I guess, improve.
Would one area that you maybe improve is the goal kicking? Accuracy, I mean, overall, 15, 16, 106. Could that 16 be better?
Oh yeah, it's one. I guess so.
Or is that
it's one
okay?
of those things that it's hard to put your finger on. It's one of we train it a lot during the week, and you hope that game day that it goes well for you. And recently, it sort of has, but that's one thing that can always improve on, I guess.
And I'm just looking at your run home here, Josh. It's a good one for you. I think you only play against, at the moment, two sides in the top eight. So that's a beauty running into the finals.
Yeah, obviously, I think the competition this year has been really even. I don't think there's too much separating the top eight sides from sides that are just out of the finals. So it's really competitive. And what we know is that if we're a little bit off in any game, anyone can beat us, whether it's GWS or, I mean, Gold Coast this year have been amazing. Saw Adelaide take out Port Adelaide yesterday. It's such an even competition that, the old cliche, I don't think there's any real soft games.
Yeah. It's funny, did you see the comments coming up from Victoria, mate? They're disappointed only 41,000 fans turned out to their Sunday night blockbuster, and Eddie Maguire sort of wants compensation paid. It's funny, isn't it, when you live up here to think that they're complaining about 41,000 getting to a go.
Yeah, it is. It's, but I guess that's one of the beauties about being up in Sydney is that you often miss a lot of that, a lot of the talk. They have to fill up the papers somehow down there. And, that's obviously footy's AFL's a big deal. And you sort of get away from it up here in Sydney, which makes it a lot easier.
Just very quickly, mate, a couple of guys that are returned. Ben McGlynn, he was praised by the coach, and you've got Mike Pike back out there after an extended layoff. I think that's his second outing, isn't it? But good to have those sort of guys back out there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Pikey, I thought, was really good Saturday night. And Benny as well, his energy and his pressure around the contest is crucial to the side, obviously. And he's just going to get better and better as well with each week now. His Cam was coming back from a broken thumb, so it was good to get the game under his belt for him, and he's really crucial to us.
And, mate, I guess they're all across the park, but where are the major threats for the West Coast Eagles? It's going to be Sunday, this Sunday.
Yeah, over there. Obviously, we'll head over Thursday. It's a good trip, but it's a big one as well, and it's not an easy game. Heading over there, obviously a bigger ground, and we'll have to bring our best, no doubt about that.
Yeah, good on you, Josh. Well, thanks for your time, mate, and it's been outstanding to watch you guys this season. Keep up the great work.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
well done. Josh Kennedy. There's a few Josh Kennedys, aren't there? There was the striker that missed out on the World Cup.
And Jesus, I
think there is another Josh Kennedy over there in the West, isn't there? The West Coast. So it'll be Josh against Josh.
Everyone will be calling for the ball. It'll be quite incredible. So the Swannies are equal top of the table now after you mentioned the record 10 wins. And the West Coast Eagles, they're struggling a little bit. They're down in 11th position coming off a couple of losses. So it's going to be the West Coast are the outsiders. $3.85 at tab.com.au. The Swannies, $1.25 favourites to make it 11 in a row. Jono's tipping the West Coast. Good value at $1.25.
We're going to go to...